The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our friend Pamela Gertz-Cavati is back from HouseLogic.com. Pamela joins us pretty much every week. Actually, she does join us every week. HouseLogic.com, by the way, is brought to you by the NAR, featuring everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela.
Thanks, Gil. It's great to be back with you.
Good to have you back, and I'm glad we're both being honest about that, because this week we're talking about ethics.
It's always the best policy to be honest, right?
It always is. Even if it doesn't seem so sometimes at the time, it can have some short-term gains, maybe to be dishonest, but then the long-term when, you know, you're walking around your little cell or whatever.
It's not a good thing.
So talk about ethics in real estate.
Well, you know, at a time when foreclosures are so high, you know, HouseLogic really wants to do all it can to make sure that folks don't fall victim to foreclosure rescue scams. So I'd like to talk about the terrible ethics of foreclosure rescue scammers and how they're preying on people out there and make people smarter about how they can avoid them. You know, foreclosure is such an emotionally wrenching experience. People are looking for a life preserver any way they can, and that makes them so vulnerable to scams.
Give us the scoop on the scams you were talking about.
Okay, well, sadly, as you said, they're very common. The latest information from the Better Business Bureau counts foreclosure rescue ripoffs among its top 10 scams. So here's number one in the scam list. A representative of a so-called foreclosure rescue company says he'll negotiate a deal with your lender for you. The rep promises he'll take care of everything and tells you not to contact your lender, don't talk to a lawyer, you don't need a credit counselor during these supposed negotiations, just work through the rep. Now, if they're really brazen, they might even tell you to make your mortgage payments directly to them during these negotiations. Once you pay an upfront fee, generally ranges from $500 to $5,000, or you've handed over a few months' worth of mortgage payments, the scam artist is going to disappear and you're never going to hear from them again. And I really want to emphasize that if someone tells you not to contact your lender, a lawyer, a housing or credit counselor, that is a huge red flag. You want to run for the hills. Those are exactly the people you should be contacting. In fact, at HUD.gov, you can search for counselors in your area, and these counseling services are free if they're sponsored by HUD. So, you know, folks don't have to feel alone out there. There are a lot of resources.
Okay, what are some of the other scams?
Okay, number two, the bankruptcy foreclosure scam. This promises that the person will promise you they can stave off foreclosure in exchange for an upfront fee. Again, you know, that red flag, the upfront fee.
Yep.
But instead of getting you legitimate relief, the fraudster is going to pocket the fee and secretly file a bankruptcy case in your name. So the scam seems to work because the bankruptcy filing is going to stop the foreclosure proceedings, at least temporarily in some states. But they're going to resume. And the temporary law gives the scammer the time to slip away. Meanwhile, you've compounded your problems because a bankruptcy can mar your credit report for 10 years.
Those two are bad enough. I'm scared to ask what the other two are like.
These other two, they're even worse in some respects because these other two involve a scammer actually taking ownership of your home. Here's how these two work. The first one of these is the bait and switch. You sign documents supposedly for a new loan that will bring your mortgage current. But what's really happening is you're signing over the deed of your house to a scammer. And in this scenario, you still owe the mortgage, but you no longer own the house. So the scammer could actually evict you and sell it. And a lot of times, scam artists go after people with few resources who are really isolated. You know, they're perfect targets for these kind of things, people who don't have anyone else to ask for advice. So here's the other one that loses you your house. It's the rent-to-own scheme. A scammer is going to tell you to surrender your home's deed as part of a deal that lets you stay put in your home as a renter. The scam artist, perhaps, you know, he's going to claim to be able to refinance at a better rate with you off the title, is going to promise to sell the house back to you. However, the terms of the deal are going to make it all but impossible for you to repurchase the home. So the scammer can get you evicted, he has your house, raise the rents. Either way, you end up losing the home while remaining on the hook, again, for the unpaid mortgage.
Those are awful. So within those, though, there are some warning signs that you mentioned. So can you go back over those that are common pretty much to all of these?
Yeah, I mentioned four red flags. So here are the four red flags. Any kind of demand for upfront fees, that's number one. You want to run for the hills. Anybody who, number two, guarantees they're going to be able to stop a foreclosure. Anyone who guarantees the key red flag word there, because you can't be sure. Number three, if they're giving you instructions to make mortgage payments to someone other than your lender, huge red flag. And number four, pressure to sign over a deed is a huge red flag. You don't want to be signing over the deed to your home to anyone. And, you know, there are legitimate foreclosure counselors out there that you can go to for help. And this is key. And here's some things to look for that you can expect with a legitimate foreclosure counselor. They're not going to pressure you, okay? They won't guarantee that you won't lose your home to foreclosure. If they're approved by HUD, they won't charge you a fee. They're free to you. They will review your financial situation and offer you options, choices, but you are the one who makes the decision, and they will be happy to discuss with you their agency's track record and even provide references.
Okay, we're pretty much out of time. You mentioned help from the FHA. What's that?
Yeah, it's called the FHA Short Refinance Option, and it's meant to help folks who are current on their mortgage but underwater because they're in a local market that's seen big drops in home value. Beginning September 7th of this year, the FHA will offer certain underwater non-FHA borrowers whose lenders agree to write off at least 10% of the unpaid principal balance of the first mortgage the opportunity to qualify for a new FHA-insured loan. Now, there are, of course, various eligibility requirements, including having a credit score of at least $500. But you definitely want to contact your lender for details because this is just rolling out to banks in September.
Okay. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, always a pleasure. I imagine you already mentioned it to some degree. There's more about this at houselogic.com.
Yes, we have a whole foreclosure resource guide. It can really help people out with counseling resources, foreclosure alternatives, all kinds of information.
All right. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from houselogic.com. Thank you, as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.